from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're talking hoops, H-Town. Our guy, B. Scott, has all the latest from the hardwood in Clutch City.
Ain't nobody in here acting like no bitches.
It's the Rockets Report.
Don't ever underestimate the heart of a champion.
On The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Hey, Houston fans, I am so happy.
All right, it is a big, big night for the Rockets. And it's not just like the past couple years, fellas, as if, you know, hey, they've got a draft pick and we'll see what it is they're going to do with the draft. We kind of knew they were going to draft a player, and we just maybe knew it was down to maybe two or three guys. This year, it's completely different, Brandon, and even more exciting because they have been in the middle of things the last, I'd say, 24 hours. And Brian Windhorst just said earlier, the executives have told him the draft starts at 3 for the Rockets. So just overall right now, what are you looking at tonight as a lot can happen with Houston?
Well, I think based off of the reporting, and a lot of the reporting I feel like has been done, I'm here to guide you and tell you what to really pay attention to here.
Guide us.
And for me, it is the Brian Windhorst report about number 3 overall. I feel like we can narrow it down in terms of like all the different possibilities that they could pick at number 3 overall. If I had to predict it right now based off of the reporting and my understanding of how things work right now, they want to draft Klingon at 3 and use Alperen Şengün as some kind of trade piece. It gets complicated, and the part that I can't fully answer is who you are trading for, because I think you've got, you know, the rest of the reporting here with Stephen A. Smith and, you know, the talk about Kevin Durant and Devin Booker. You got multiple parties that are willing to trade but don't all necessarily agree on who to trade for what. And that's what makes the night interesting. I think it does start with the Rockets being, and whether you agree with this or not, this is just what the information sounds like. The Rockets are willing to go with Klingon at 3 and move on from Şengün. You know, it's time to extend him, or at least start making a decision. You can extend him and or Jalen Green at this point. The idea would be to move on from Şengün and use him in some combination of these picks that they've accumulated to go get a star. Who that star is the tough question to answer. So that's where if I had to bet on what's going to happen tonight, it would be the Rockets taking Klingon at number 3 overall. Well, and then we see what happens after that.
Well, B. Scott, like, I know we will see what happens after that, but in order to make that move make sense, the Rockets have to have bird in hand, right? I mean, they have to have you can't draft Klingon, you can't use that draft pick, draft that player and then not have a damn good feeling of how you're going to move Şengün and what that looks
they,
like.
They have them who, both right? on the team. Have them both on the roster.
You can't risk having them both. I mean, I guess you could, but I mean, like,
no, I would venture to guess that they have that figured out.
That's worked out. That's why they're okay. Yeah,
So here's what I would say about it. That Şengün, from what he's shown, and the draft picks that you've now accumulated, and the feeling and the idea that what's going on with Phoenix is not going to work, whether the Rockets end up with Kevin Durant or Devin Booker or however it works out, that ain't going to work. Like that's 5 and 6 years from now, whenever those picks are, they're not going to be as good. There's a feeling, a legitimate feeling about that. Between those combination of factors, there is an idea that we got some optionality here. We've got enough to package now to move on from Alperen Şengün and also find somebody. Now, whether you agree with that being the right course of action, I do think that that's the process, that between Şengün and what he's established and the quality of those picks, you got some options.
Şengün, the fact that it's about time to re-up him or extend him, the draft picks, is that, in your mind, is that all you see as potential pieces, or are there other pieces on this roster? Because you look at it, we've talked about it multiple times. The Rockets have several pieces that they could potentially move.
Oh, to that question, I don't think they have an untradeable player. I mean, that's what makes it really interesting, is just that Şengün seems to be the one, for whatever reason, they've always been either willing to move on from or not fully sold on what they've seen in terms of, like, it's not really a question of how good he is, but more so of how impactful it is to center your team around a guy like that. How far can you go with that?
Do you have a feel, though, if there is, I know obviously nobody's untouchable. I would agree with that from my casual fan standpoint. I'd agree with that. Hopefully that's the case. But are there a couple of guys that you could see that you would probably say, I would see these guys moving before any of the other ones?
So I think it really starts with Şengün. Obviously, Jalen Green is an interesting one because you could see teams wanting to get that. Right? Like, I could even see that being part of the hang up with Phoenix, where, you know, let's paint this picture that the Rockets want to deal Şengün. They view it as, hey, Şengün and these picks, we're going to dangle in front of Phoenix. Hey, here's your future back and Şengün, where Phoenix is like, if I'm going to give you Kevin Durant or Devin Booker, I'd actually like to have Jalen Green. Maybe I don't view Şengün as highly as others do. You know, so like that to me is where the hangup is. But past that, I think they got options. Alperen Şengün, Jalen Green, Jabari Smith Jr. is somebody I think is a prime trade candidate, even though there were some signs of him improving toward the end of the year. So, I think it's a number of guys.
No, it's because it's a thought like, all right, hey, maybe it is dependent on who the big piece, because the two big pieces are Şengün and then Jalen Green, obviously.
Yeah, the timing of it and all of that.
And maybe it's a thought of, all right, depending on what position the star plays that we get back. But, you know, I wonder, does that even matter? Because I'm sitting here thinking, what does Booker or Durant look like with Jalen Green?
What it does is sort of take a little bit of the pressure off of, hey, every night we need Jalen Green to step up and be the superstar. Well, you're banking on one of those guys actually being that guy. And if Jalen Green can be the second wing, and let's say you have compensated with Klingon on the defensive side, what you weren't getting from Şengün on the offensive side or on the defensive side, but then on the offensive side, now you've got Kevin Durant or Devin Booker. Okay, so your offense is not missing the beat. It might even be better, you would argue, and your defense is absolutely better with Klingon in there. So to me, it sort of minimizes, it doesn't necessarily have to minimize Jalen Green. That'll be up to him, to how he develops and what kind of player he is, but I think it minimizes how much you're relying on him, which then also begs the question of what you're doing with that extension. Like, are you already ready to do that if you feel like you need to bring in Kevin Durant or Devin Booker in here to minimize his role?
Yeah, Brandon Scott here with us as we have our Rockets report. The draft coming up tonight, as the Rockets have the number 3 pick in the draft. I know Clint wants to get some real quick. Your thoughts about Kevin Durant coming here? If that was, are you for that? Because there's a lot of people have mixed things on that. His age, his injury history, what you would have to give up. You about that?
I would much prefer to go after Devin Booker. Like, if you're telling me which side are you on in terms of Kevin Durant, Devin Booker, how do you want to play this, I would prefer to wait it out. Like, if I got to go right now and it's just Kevin Durant or nothing, I would actually prefer to wait on Devin Booker's availability. Let's say Phoenix is not ready to part with Devin Booker, but they eventually see the writing on the wall. To me, that is the smarter play. I could absolutely see how this could be the case, where Ime Udoka is looking at Kevin Durant. Their relationship, obviously, is Kevin Durant, and he wants Kevin Durant right now. Put Kevin Durant on this squad, and I do think you're a better team. Like, you're a 6 seed, 7 seed,
yeah,
something.
You're a playoff contender.
Yeah, you're a playoff team.
Without a doubt.
You put Kevin Durant on this team, draft clinging. You know, obviously, you need more from Jalen Green, but I think you're a playoff team. So, like to me, I get that. But the longer play, the younger player, to me, makes much more sense. If you're going to part with Alperen Şengün, you're going to part with some of these draft picks, to me, it would be a smarter play to get the younger player. So, I would prefer they go to Devin Booker route.
Oh, yeah. But Devin's in it. That's an easy one.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But in terms of the Kevin Durant thing, I could see it happening. And, yeah, I can't lie to you. I'd be pretty damn excited about watching arguably the most incredible basketball player that I've ever seen in person.
Well, what Kevin Durant. What is the – I agree with that, by the way, Skeezy. What is the feel you get for – because you just mentioned Kevin Durant and Ime Udoka and their relationship, and he could very – the report from Stephen A. is that Ime Udoka wants Kevin Durant. The organization doesn't. What is the feel you get for Ime Udoka and Rafael Stone in terms of are they in lockstep? We've watched the Texans rebuild this thing with a GM and a head coach that are clearly in lockstep with every step of the way. What do you feel about these guys?
So I'm glad you asked that, because I think that Stephen A. Smith report is real. Like, I think that that's real, and what it indicates to me is that there is some difference of opinion, some mixed opinion on not do we need to trade for a star, or should we be big game hunting, as you might call it, Ron, but which guy should we be going after? Now, what's the pecking order? Well, that's what's interesting, because I think Rafael Stone is kind of, by proxy, really represents the Fertittas, right? And I mm-hmm. think that Ime Udoka is the one that Fertitta has entrusted to provide the vision and direction of the team. So where does the rubber meet the road there? I'm as interested to kind of see it as you guys are, because I don't know. To me, this is why you hire Udoka. Like, you kind of trust the vision. But this would also be a valid difference of opinion of, hey, we got an opportunity to change the direction of the franchise and trade one of our young core pieces for a star, for an established star. Which one do we do it for? The marquee name, the one that we can put in bright lights and we do know is going to raise our floor, or which would be Kevin Durant, or the smarter long-term play in Devin Booker, which, I mean, you could pair with whatever you got left of your core. You still got some of those picks probably, and that's probably the smarter play. So, yeah, no, I think your question is going to play out tonight and in the coming weeks and what direction the Rockets actually go in.
Yeah, I'm glad that they are looking at this with a sense of we need to be aggressive and make a big move. That's what it sounds like. At least that's what their mindset is. That's been reported by Woj. Windhorse, one of the two.
One of those.
But I just like the thought of that. They are looking to make a big move.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Hey, fantasy football owners, anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.